Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre approves PM Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana and Krishonnati Yojana with an outlay of over 1 lakh crore rupees to boost sustainable agriculture and food security. Cabinet also approves national mission on edible oils to make the country self-reliant in oilseeds production. Campaigning for Haryana Assembly elections ends. Single-phase polling for 90 constituencies to be held on Saturday. Government to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities to youth during current financial year under PM's internship scheme. Supreme Court declares caste-based prison manuals unconstitutional and discriminatory, directs states to revise jail manuals within 3 months. And in cricket, Bangladesh beats Scotland by 16 runs in the opening match of ICC Women's T20 World Cup at Sharjah. The Cabinet today approved the PM Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana to promote sustainable agriculture and Krishonnati Yojana to achieve food security for self-sufficiency with combined total proposed expenditure of 1 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the decisions taken today in the Cabinet meeting relate to increasing farmers' income and ensuring food security to middle-class people.
दो बड़े एलिमेंट्स हैं, एक तो है पीएम राष्ट्रीय कृषि विकास योजना, दूसरी है कृषि उन्नति योजना. आप दोनों के दोनों इन पिलर्स में देखेंगे नौ एलिमेंट्स हैं. इसमें से कई चीजें देखेंगे उनका एकदम सीधा कनेक्शन है किसानों की इनकम से, सस्टेनेबल फार्मिंग से, एग्रीकल्चर के प्रोडक्शन से और साथ ही साथ हमारे मिडिल क्लास परिवारों की थाली से.
The government has also approved the National Mission on Edible Oils, Oil Seeds for 2024-25, 2030-31 with an outlay of 10,103 crore rupees. This has been done with an aim to make India self-reliant in oilseed production in the next 7 years.
आज कैबिनेट में अप्रूव हुआ नेशनल मिशन ऑन एडिबल ऑयल्स, ऑयल सीड्स का. सरसों हो गई, सोयाबीन हो गया, मूंगफली हो गई और भी कई सारे ऑयल सीड्स हैं, उन सब के लिए टोटल 10,103 करोड़ रुपीस. ऑयल सीड्स बेसिकली एडिबल ऑयल्स फॉर्म अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कंपोनेंट ऑफ आवर फूड सिक्योरिटी.
द कैबिनेट ऑल्सो गेव इट्स नॉड टू चेन्नई मेट्रो रेल प्रोजेक्ट फेज 2. The second phase will comprise 128 stations with new lines of 118.9 kilometers. The approved corridors will connect north to south and east to west of Chennai. The Cabinet has also approved conferring status of classical language to Marathi, Pali, Prakrit, Assamese and Bengali languages.
5 languages को क्लासिकल लैंग्वेजेस के लिए अप्रूव किया गया है. 5 languages मराठी, पाली, प्राकृत, असमीज और बंगाली, इन 5 languages को क्लासिकल लैंग्वेजेस का दर्जा दिया गया है. एंड देर इज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट लिंग्विस्टिक एक्सपर्ट्स कमिटी, वेरी वेल रेड पीपल, बहुत जो डीपली नॉलेज रखते हैं लैंग्वेजेस के बारे में, लिंग्विस्टिक्स के बारे में, स्क्रिप्ट के बारे में, हमारा जो एंशियंट टेक्स्ट है उसके बारे में.
The Cabinet has approved productivity-linked bonus of 78 days for 11.72 lakh non-gazetted railway employees. The bonus amount will be 2,029 crore rupees. The Cabinet has also approved the signing of letter of intent enabling India to join the Energy Efficiency Hub. The government today launched the pilot project of the Prime Minister's internship scheme. The scheme, which was announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Union Budget 2024-25, aims to provide internship opportunities to 1 crore youth in the top 500 companies over 5 years. Sources in the Ministry of Corporate Affairs said the total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees and will be rolled out in 7 districts of Gujarat, Maharashtra, Uttarakhand and Telangana. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal, pminternship.mca.gov.in. A report.
The Prime Minister's internship scheme aims to enhance youth's employability and skills. Under it, the interns will be provided financial assistance of 5,000 rupees per month. Out of the total amount, 4,500 rupees will be disbursed by the government, 500 rupees will be paid by the company. In addition to this, a one-time grant of 6,000 rupees for incidentals will be disbursed by the government to each intern upon joining the place of internship. As part of the scheme, insurance coverage will also be provided to each intern under PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana and PM Suraksha Bima Yojana. The premium amount in this regard will be paid by the government. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana has ended. On the last day of election campaign in the state, star campaigners of various parties held public meetings and roadshows to garner public support in favour of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, today addressed a Jan Ashirwad rally in Jind and Kurukshetra districts. The BJP leader accused the Congress party for misleading the people and spreading false rumours. Another BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister, Himanta Biswa Sarma, addressed a Jan Ashirwad rally in Palwal. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today held public meetings in Nuh and Mahindragarh's Bhavania village. In his address, Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of increasing unemployment. Congress MP Dipendra Hooda addressed a public meeting in Kalka this morning. The single-phase polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on Saturday. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of October along with Jammu and Kashmir. The Election Commission has said an overall 63.88% voter turnout was recorded in Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections in all three phases. The male voter turnout was 64.68%, while the female turnout was 63.04%. The election was held in three phases in Jammu and Kashmir. The counting will take place on the 8th of October. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In a significant judgment, the Supreme Court today set aside caste-based discriminatory provisions of prison manuals of several states, which provided for allotment of work based on caste of the prisoners and their segregation. The Apex Court has directed all states and union territories to revise their jail manuals within 3 months and remove any provisions that perpetuate caste-based discrimination in prisons. During a hearing on a plea seeking to prevent caste-based discrimination and segregation in jails, the bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra observed that distribution of manual work among prisoners on the basis of their caste hierarchy is discriminatory and unconstitutional. The court further observed that treating prisoners without dignity is a colonial legacy that must be abolished and prisoners should be treated humanely by jail officials. In Bihar, flood water has started receding in several parts in the worst affected districts of Supaul, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga in the state. With improvement in the situation in several flood-affected areas, government machinery has started the drive to prevent the spread of pandemic. Sanitation drives and sprinkling of bleaching powder is being done in the areas where the water has subsided. More from our correspondent.
Different government departments, including agriculture, road, construction and water resources departments, have started assessment of loss of standing crops, property and infrastructure where water has subsided. According to preliminary assessment, there is a loss of crop in more than 2.24 lakh hectare area in 92 flood affected blocks. The agriculture department will provide compensation to farmers after submission of the assessment report by officials. Dharmendra Kumar Rao, Akashvani News, Patna.
Telangana State Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy today launched digital family health cards on a pilot basis in the state. The Chief Minister said these cards will provide benefits for health and ration for the eligible people in a family. The pilot project will be conducted till the 8th of this month across the state in selected blocks in each assembly constituency. India has rejected a report by U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, terming it as malicious, in response to media queries regarding country update on India and the USCIRF report. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal called USCIRF a biased organization with a political agenda which continues to misrepresent facts and peddles a motivated narrative about India. External Affairs Minister Dr. Subramaniam Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Sri Lanka tomorrow. The visit will be the first high-level engagement between India and Sri Lanka since President Anuradha Dissanayake assumed office last week. More from our correspondent.
As the first ever visit by any foreign minister after President Anuradha Dissanayake assumed office last week, the visit of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to Sri Lanka is of specific interest in boosting the bilateral relations between the two countries. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet President Dissanayake as well as Prime Minister Dr. Harini Amarasurya. He is also expected to have discussions with his counterpart Vijita Herath. The minister's visit reinforces India's commitment towards supporting the island nation, adding more impetus to the neighborhood first policy. The visit also underlines the shared commitment of the two countries to further deepen the long-standing partnership for mutual benefit. This is Ahmed Muin Farooqi for Akashvani News, Colombo.
Tensions continue to rise in West Asia as Israel's military operations against Hamas and Hezbollah escalate, pushing the region towards a broader conflict. We have a report.
The Israeli military has confirmed the killing of Rafi Mustaha, the head of Hamas's government in the Gaza Strip, in a strike targeting the underground compound in northern Gaza. Alongside Mustaha, two other senior Hamas leaders were also eliminated, according to a statement from the Israeli Defense Forces. So far, Hamas has not responded to the claim. As the situation intensifies, the Israeli military has ordered the evacuation of over 20 towns in southern Lebanon, including the provincial capital, signaling what could be an imminent large-scale operation against Hezbollah. Shortly before, Israeli fighter jets, under the guidance of the intelligence units, carried out strikes on Hezbollah intelligence headquarters in Beirut. These attacks targeted operatives, infrastructure and intelligence collection assets vital to Hezbollah's surveillance and operations against Israel. Earlier, an Israeli airstrike hit central Beirut, marking the first such attack in close proximity to Lebanon's capital. The strike near Lebanon's parliament resulted in 6 fatalities and 8 injuries, according to Lebanese officials. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Under business news, domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty continued their downward trend for the fourth consecutive session as markets witnessed their biggest fall in 2 months. A report.
At close, Sensex tanked 1,769 points to close at 82,497, while Nifty tumbled 546 points to settle at 25,250. Both the stock market indices slipped over 2.1% each. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading up 1.3% at $74.90 per barrel. Arjun Chaudhary for Akashvani News.
In cricket, Bangladesh defeated debutant Scotland by 16 runs in the opening match of the 9th edition of ICC Women's T20 World Cup at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the UAE. Set to chase a victory target of 120 runs, Scotland only managed 103 for 7 in the allotted 20 overs. Sarah Bryce was the top scorer as she remained not out on 49 runs. Earlier, Bangladesh scored 119 for 7 in the allotted 20 overs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popular radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed 10 years today. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi started sharing his thoughts through the program on Akashvani. In the 10 years journey of the program, the Prime Minister has touched significant social, cultural, environmental and behavioural issues which have created a positive impact in the country. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Center approves PM Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana and Krishonati Yojana with an outlay of over 1 lakh crore rupees to boost sustainable agriculture and food security. Cabinet also approves national mission on edible oils to make the country self-reliant in oilseeds production. Campaigning for Haryana Assembly elections ends. Single-phase polling for 90 constituencies to be held on Saturday. Government to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities to youth during current financial year under PM's internship scheme. Supreme Court declares caste-based prison manuals unconstitutional and discriminatory, directs states to revise jail manuals within 3 months. And in cricket, Bangladesh beat Scotland by 16 runs in the opening match of ICC Women's T20 World Cup at Sharjah. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.